360 feedback appraisals can have the potential benefits. Benefits for the individual. 360-degree feedback can help people to see themselves as others see them, get a rounded view, know what to do more of, know what to do differently and better, become more aware of and understand the relevance of competencies, enable senior managers to see their own development needs. As for benefits to the organization, 360-degree feedback can help organizations to identify key development areas for individuals, a department, and the organization as a whole. Identify strengths that can be used to the best advantage of the organization. Support a climate of continuous improvement and continuous learning. Design a more effective training and coaching initiative. There can also be potential downsides or barriers. Many of the potential disadvantages concern how the system is implemented in practice. And the downside may include that the feedback is not accepted. This could be for a number of reasons, including feedback is poorly delivered, feedback is a lack of credibility in the process, there is a lack of credibility in the individuals from whom the feedback is sought, perhaps because of perceived inexperience or ineffectiveness. The appraise is not ready for open and honest feedback. Paperwork. If more feedback is gathered, then those operating the system can cope with the whole process may seem like a bureaucratic burden rather than a positive experience. The quality of questionnaires. A poorly developed questionnaire, which asks questions in an ambiguous way or asks questions that are not wholly relevant to the employee's role and or job or to the strategic aims of the organization, is likely to deliver poor results. Also, ongoing peer conflicts. Transparent feedback can be adversely affected by such conflicts.